I had to capture this on microphone. Shane and I are going to a pop concert, that's what the adults would call it, on Sunday of this week. And Danny's just hit it with a sentence, Joel Corey's not a pop star's name.
It's not. I had a dog called Corey when I was a wee guy. Corey's a dog's name.
It's also the name of the most famous...
I don't know, it's not recording on mine.
It's recording on mine, aye. I've noticed it recently. I don't know if I'm like fucking got brain disease or something. I've started speaking differently. Like I was speaking like the little seagulls out of Finding Nemo there. I was like, it's recording on mine.
Like, I can't hear me. My mic's not on.
Your mic free. Your mic should not be on a lot. Actually, do you know what it's doing? Danny, you'll love this. The desk isn't letting me put Shane's mic up. Almost like it's sad enough. Watch this. Look at it. Look over the desk right now. Every time I go to put your mic up, it automatically puts it down.
2019 has been a long year for this desk. Yeah. It's just...
There you go. Shane's again. Back. Yay!
We haven't started yet, though, have we?
Yeah,
I was listening to a rap song.
Is Joel Corey a rapper? Please don't tell me he's a rapper.
Joel Corey? Fuck knows. Who's Joel Corey? Oh, is that cunt from Love Island or something?
Oh, yeah, he's the one that did that Love Island song.
Yeah, like it genuinely was just the Love Island song and he went fucking mental and then no one will remember him in 10 days.
I don't know if he's winding me up or not. He's really, genuinely what? Wrote a song about Love Island.
No, not about Love Island. I think they used it on Love Island and like, you know, on that show, which is quite big. And then everyone went, oh, what's that? Thing and
I
it
am
was Joel Corey.
Love Island. You know what was the song?
Well, it's basically it's not an island; it's a villa. So they're there and they're trying to find love, but they're not really. They're just trying to get lots of Instagram followers.
There was a reality TV show you won't remember it, but James, do you remember the reality TV show The Villa that was on Sky One?
Were they on an island? Because this would be a.
They weren't on an island. If I explain the premise of The Villa to you, is this just Love Island? As somebody who quite sincerely doesn't know what Love Island is, so The Villa was a villa in Spain and. It was narrated by Mark Little, who's Australian. He was the your man.
That's not where I'm from, I know, so but, don't point at me.
But I thought that would maybe ring a bell.
Fuck knows who that guy is.
Is it Mark Little? It was Mark Little.
He was Dillon.
He was fucking some cunt in Neighbours.
Stuart Little?
Nah, he's a mouse. He's not Australian.
Oh, right. I was thinking, how do I know Stuart Little?
One day you'll get to this story.
Stuart Little's from Tonga. So it's not far away. But
do they have mice in Tonga?
I'm gonna have to fuck
like this. The mice exist in hot countries.
Is Tonga the one where everyone's obese?
No, but they're like, see, some of the Pacific Island nations, they're either the henchest dude you've ever seen, like muscles on muscles, just abs everywhere.
The fattest country in the world is in the Pacific Islands. What one is it?
So that's the thing. They're either
Fiji,
incredibly ripped, or they're not. They're the opposite. So it's this weird thing where you see like. Some of these like gorgeous ladies and some of these dudes that you're like, oh, you're a handsome dude. But then in 10 years later, you see them and they're like, fucking hell.
What is it they eat that makes them so obese? Well, is there not some sort of I'm sure I've watched the documentary about this. There's some sort of special lard or butter that they use in everything.
No, what happens is basically they've got a really high kind of protein diet. So they're fish, they're coconuts, stuff like that. But what happens is their body's not really as good at adapting to like, fast foods and more processed shit because they've, until say 50 years ago, they were still, you know, fishing all their food or climbing coconut trees and getting coconuts and shit. Like people in like lava lavas and business ties and shit will climb a tree and get a coconut at lunchtime. It's fucking mental. Like these trees are like 10 meters high and they're fucking climbing them and throwing them down.
I don't think that I'm the only person here right now that wants to know what the fuck The Villa was about. Thanks for that sidestep, though, to fucking the culture in Tonga.
Well, I don't think there are mice in Tonga. No, there will be mice in Tonga.
I kind of need to go back to this.
Fuck's sake. Right, I'm going to Google. I'm going to Google and give you a quick synopsis of this program.
So you're telling me that the fattest country in the world involves people in suits that climb trees to get coconuts?
Not all of them, obviously, but like what happened was because there's... In the last, 30, 40 years, the high fat, you know, like fast food processed shit has just boomed and it didn't really reach them. So they're naturally athletes, they're hunters, and they were still hunting not long ago. So their body's just fucking this machine. But then if you give your machine shit, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hold on a second, my body doesn't know what to do with all this stuff. So that's why they get quite big.
Right, okay, I'm appeased.
James is loving this. Eh?
I don't know if I'm appeased with that story, but I will.
I don't think that he is educated enough to really get you the full fucking health rundown of why people in Tonga are so big.
I've not booked my holiday for 2020 yet, and I'll be honest, I kind of want to go to Tonga to see a guy walk out the office and climb a tree to get a coconut now.
A really fat guy.
No.
So a guy that goes up a tree and the tree starts slanting.
And then his mates get all the coconuts off. Hey?
No, he's acting like he's wrote a dissertation on this.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't think it's Tonga. I'm just in there going, fuck knows. But maybe that's why the Pacific nations are a bit fatter. Or unreal. See teenagers and young 20s dudes from Samoa, Fiji, Tonga, they're fucking hench. They're
warriors. Is it not just genetics?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it. Yep. And my favourite part of his explanation there was they're not used to fast food, you know, because they've only had it in the last 50 years. The world's only really had fast food in the last 60 years, mate.
No, I said fast food's been around for 50 years. They've only had it since more recently, but they were still hunting food. When was your grandparents weren't hunting food? Our great-grandparents weren't hunting food.
Do you know what my grandparents did to me? Don't presume to know what my grandparents hunted. What the fuck are they hunting in the scheme? One of my granddads, from Burma.
Oh.
He was fucking probably chopping snakes' heads off.
Eating tarantulas and shit.
Just drinking their blood and all that.
Before we get Charlie too culturally inappropriate here. So The Villa was a reality TV show on Sky One. And it was
it a villa or a house?
It was kind of was
just
a house.
Fast forward this. It's basically an amalgamation of what Take Me Out is and Celebrity Love Island or Love Island. It's basically just, I read the synopsis. They were matched by computer. They get taken to a villa and then they dated or some shit like that.
No, they just wanted to see if they hooked up with people, and then at the end they told them who they were matched with, and they would go, oh, fuck me, I didn't know, I didn't like that cunt, because they were off of Yorkshire.
Oh, I thought the twist would be they're all related. So I was this is a TV show I can get on board with.
Or they all hunted their own food for the imagination.
From Yorkshire, I just
fucking climbed up that tree.
See that
for
guy climbing that coconut tree? That was who you were matched with.
Just chasing scones around or something like that, eh? Hi, too.
Anyways, ooh, here we go.
The following podcast contains three mates talking shit over some beers. As you can imagine, the language can get a wee bit hairy from time to time. So, get involved. Grab a beer and join us for Drunk Therapy, the podcast.
Is this the right... Fuck knows how much of that little preamble is going to stay in, but I just want you both to know that...
What preamble?
The preamble...
Covering our bases, just in case we cut it.
Right, okay.
It's all about Tonga and the villa.
That's our new process of getting more listeners in the Pacific Islands.
This feels like a really good point to tell you guys that as of this moment, that this is currently an academic podcast that has been marked for a university grade. So see if every now and then from this episode forward, we could maybe just slip in the odd fucking quote from Marx or something.
Man, that was a Durkheim. There's two philosophers that are what would you call them?
Good.
Yeah, and they are
philosophy-ish.
Aye, they are kind of, but they were socialists and stuff like that. There's only two that anyone remembers, and it's Emil Durkheim and
Socrates.
Karl Marx.
Yeah, Karl Marx.
Socrates?
Nah,
because he cannot say heaps of
stuff.
Yeah, you were Socrates did. No, that was
you're trying to go for a Brazil 1970.
You're nailing this education.
No, Socrates was one of the first philosophers. It was Nostradamus. Nostradamus is the name of one of Nazi's albums. Great rapper.
We have no fucking clue what we're talking about at all.
Right, so
I've got a complex since Ray Bradshaw came in and said, you got two things wrong. And I'm we probably get so much wrong. We should have a fact checker at the end of an episode for the amount we get wrong.
Bodrill. Yeah. I think he's another one because I remember laughing because his name sounded like Bodrill. And so I think he's one. So if every now and then, so this has been assessed for my uni thing, our specific episodes are from my honours year. So if every now and then...
Denny's a shit cunt.
If you could just go like that, Shane. So once I try to put my balls in my brother's mouth, as Freud would have liked, and then they'll go, ooh, yes, very Freudian.
Does this mean we get a proportion of your...
Degree?
It means I need to...
I'd quite happily take 15%. I'm not wanting the whole, 33%, because it kind of feels what you should, but I'll take 15%.
15 each. And then you still
take 70. You take 70.
Right, that's a fair split. This you won't get better.
Covered, because it's a three-person podcast, I need to submit treble the amount of everyone else.
You're still submitting our work.
Yeah.
Time's free. So yeah. In fact, I want the 30 now.
Yeah.
I kind of want 45. So like, I originally stood at 15%, but times that by 3, it's 45. You get 45. You get 10% your degree, mate.
That's, fuck yeah.
But is it not the better part of the degree? So you've already got the degree, that's yours, but is it not like the wanky kind of...
I'm getting my master's.
And given him...
I don't have a master's,
bearing in mind, 50 minutes ago, I just told you before we started this that I'm going to start applying for jobs in the next couple of weeks. Take as much as you want, because hopefully I'll just have a job before the end anyway.
Yeah, it works well having a job.
It does.
Are we going to talk about that?
Maybe, I'm only on my first beer.
All right, so... Yeah. I've got,
I hope you guys like podcasts from bedroom cupboards.
Oh, he's so optimistic. He thinks he's still going to have a bedroom.
Yeah, man, when you don't pay bills, you lose houses.
Oh, mate, I've got 30% of a degree coming.
Oh, it is exciting. Fuck, I had something I wanted to say and I've forgotten.
I think there's a collective sigh from the listeners there going, thank fuck.
I thought I was going to tell you to drink a beer, but you've opened your beer. Like, we had this mad argument before the podcast started. Because James, we've got a big night tomorrow, right? James has organised that. It's going to be fun. I mean, it was 2 weeks ago. Fuck, I don't know the timeline.
So anyone that's listening, they would have heard the episode that went out before, if they have. And we've commented on the fact that we will be releasing it after we go for a Christmas night out. We're also recording this one before we go for a Christmas night out.
And the next one.
So you're not going to get any unless we run up to the studio tomorrow night and get drunk and do a like fucking version of the podcast on the Christmas night out and then release it next week. You're going to hear nothing from the Christmas night out.
It was really good though. Fucking loved it.
I was DJing in Block for an hour and a half. Fantastic. I heard like people were fucking taking their tops off going, best DJ ever.
Yeah.
Best DJ ever.
He gave me
10
quid to do that and I'd do that any day of the week.
That'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to that.
Still a weird premise to me because I have a job so it doesn't really bother me this whole thing. Like, as we all do.
Yeah, I mean it's not end of March yet.
But I hear £20 budget and I think about like those fucking horrible rums that you need to drink for a pound when you went to the ABC or the garage.
I get what you're saying, but for me it's more the challenge of how much can we blag for free at one of the most expensive times of the year. So we've got a plan that Shane and I are going to go to Wetherspoons, try and get a few freebies from the kind listeners that always like to give us drinks. Secondly, we're bouncing into a free bar that our works offices downstairs are putting on, so we're like, how much can we blag from there? There's a challenge in trying to get someone to buy you a drink as well.
Yeah.
And then maybe getting some free drinks at the night where I'll be DJing the greatest set of all time.
I normally do this with my mate, Sam, or Happy Danny.
Sam in real life?
Yeah, Sam in real life Sam, I think. And it works really well because we've both got cute accents, but I don't know if James... I think, James, you can't talk. Like, if we go into bars and we're trying to get drinks, we'll act like your shtick could be, oh, he doesn't talk, but he's from New Zealand and he's an All Black. We'll say that, and they won't know what that means, but they might be impressed. And
could
say words.
Could I talk really quietly? Like, hey, just give me a beer.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, you can just say that he's a very quiet talker.
That guy, professional athlete.
Surely there's one accent that I could do.
Go, give us your best one you think you can do.
Hey, do you want to buy me a drink?
Is that fucking Dracula?
It says generic European. Yes, I'm here. Oh, yeah.
I can really hear that Spanish, generic European.
The generic European. Yeah. There's heaps of countries in Europe.
I was going, generic European, mid-Europe.
I've just based on listening to your plan here in the last 5 minutes, I'm already going to say that I failed this challenge because it sounds too socially uncomfortable for me, so I'll just buy drinks. It's all right.
You've stepped out of the sub crawl.
Yeah,
you're now doing this.
Don't get me wrong, I'm coming to the night out.
I think that you need to accept the rules that have been placed by us.
I don't. That's the good thing about life, is that I don't.
Is anyone else worried that we're going to get shit drinks? Like, so we're going to a Wetherspoons to do that thing where you give the world your table number. We've already done it, it was great, but... I'm
worried that we don't get any drinks, mate.
I'm actually, to me, that'd be best case scenario because can't still give us like milk based drinks. They'd be like, here's an egg and vodka. Like, I think you'd a vodka and egg. I don't know. I'm scared shitless that they get stuff. And the
mate, honestly, I feel like we bypassed that too quickly. Who the fuck's ordering a vodka? I don't think that's on the menu. And Wetherspoons, can you give them a vodka and an egg? You would have to get the egg scrambled at least and then put on a plate and then with a little note saying you must drink together.
At Wetherspoons, if the price is right, they'll do it. Let me tell you. I don't know. It seems like a
This was your idea. I'm taking one for the team here and going to Weatherspoons for you. I'm trying to give you one of your dreams.
This is my idea
at Christmas.
Given that this has already happened by now, by the time anyone listens to this, if anyone has consequently bought you both drinks and Weatherspoons, I'd just like to say, for shame, you shouldn't give Weatherspoons money. That's not the reason I'm not going. I'm working, so that's... I probably would have just came with you.
Mate, you probably could fucking see if we walked out of this studio and then live for a week. There's so many places that we give money daily that we shouldn't give money to.
Oh, I know that.
Just to point out one, like Weatherspoons is like fucking hypocritical because we're blindly giving money to big fucking corporations that fuck the world over.
Got real deep.
We've spoken about this countless times before. There was about a million places that I vowed to boycott after 2014. I bought a drink in Weatherspoons when we were in Manchester about 2 months ago because it was the only pub in the train station. But I still stand, I don't, fuck it. I would be there if I wasn't working, but I'm working.
Yeah, I think it's more to see if anyone actually likes us. I need that validation right now, because...
What are you talking about? We've come off... We've done this recently quite a bit. We've had a few good podcasts, and we keep going, celebrating our best podcast ever! Like, it's been like, what, 3 weeks in a row or something? It's like, yeah, cool. Yeah,
we just keep lying to you, Shane.
All right.
We've only got one listener. His name is Ross.
Ross Hardout listens.
Ross is the sort of guy that just listens to our podcast on Spotify.
Oh, fuck. So the Spotify list of last year have come out, and how fucking, how good is it that, and this is it's a weird ego boost, but like genuinely, if you do listen to this podcast, thank you. And we got sent so many like stories from people that listened.
Five.
Fucking stop ruining the story, you cunt.
Hey, Weatherspoons. We only had five.
Fuck off. I reckon there's at least seven that we're in the top five of. But like, people just going, oh, cool. And like, hi, some big dudes. Don't ask me to name names because I definitely can't.
In fact, I'll go eight because remember it was...
Yeah, oh yeah, oh no, fuck you. Five.
Because I'm counting the three of us because it was number one in all of ours as well.
Well, weird listeners.
It's fucking, do you know what's mental? Like, you get really reflective at this time of year, don't you? And the fact of the matter is, to be genuine, we were all bricking it to do this podcast.
Wait a second, I've got to do something.
Oh, fuck. He's going straight for episode one.
He's going for the fucking harmonica.
He's going for the harmonica. Right. Shane got the harmonica. I was actually going into a bit of genuine chat there.
Yeah, no. I'll do generic said.
Can we start this podcast again?
That's happened. To give you some background, that's happened a few times, that comment. We've ripped Shane for like 25 minutes. Then he's went, can we start it again? And went, wee sad emoji with a tear coming out his eye. But yeah, we did, I need to put headphones on to get full effect here. We started this podcast at the start of the year, but initially we'd recorded from maybe August, September last year. I was fucking shiting it to put myself out there and even talk on microphone. So to think that anybody listens, there's a genuine appreciation to anyone that takes the time out to listen to our shite for 40 minutes or, you know, some of the guests that we get in. We've fucking got a lot of time and respect for the fact that they give their time to us.
I'll carry on by saying that I listened to episode 2 about a week ago because we had to give titles to the first 4 or 5 episodes, and it was probably the sort of height of my borderline depression at the start of the year, around about the time where I text James saying that I was thinking I'd probably kill myself in the summer after my holiday, and I took about fucking 4 eggies on my own on a Saturday night and listened to a Tiesto gig and fell asleep. I woke up on my carpet and YouTube was on my telly, and it was just a mishmash of letters on the search screen.
What triggered that night? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I think it was just a build up of everything. And it'd been like a 6 month thing, and I'd started my therapy at that point. And the harmonica stopped. That'll kill the ambience.
Yeah,
no,
the thing is, like, see, I think I turned it into a big, like, heartfelt thing, and the harmonica was too powerful. Like, you guys are proper and.
Shut the fuck up.
Sad shit.
We'll get into a...
It's also hard to keep your breath.
We'll get into the Urban Dictionary quiz in a minute. You be quiet.
Okay, I'll just keep harmonicaing.
That's how we bring Shane back into all these podcasts. Right.
I've lost my train of thought. The harmonica.
Aye, so
I've lost
you just
my
started therapy, so it was kind of like...
It'd been a cunt of 6 months. And yeah, probably tag on to what you said. This podcast proved very cathartic, proved very helpful. I've done stuff this year that... I haven't done in a long time. I've sort of stretched myself to limits that I wouldn't do previously. I've taken risks I wouldn't have done previously. I'm ending the year on a very good high, and I'm very grateful to everyone for listening to this.
And that's the MDMA.
And I've not touched drugs since.
Well, see stretching yourself to the limits, like, care to elaborate on any of that?
No.
Nah. Maybe, maybe.
Kind of, it's personal stuff, but yeah, sorry.
That's fine. I'll just continue to talk about Shite and Cum, and you keep it all in. You
yeah. keep it in. Don't it? That was too emotional. I'm sorry for pulling out the harmonica. I'm glad, to be fair, that you didn't kill yourself. Genuinely.
Thanks, mate.
And you too, James. I'm glad that, like, I've never tried, and I feel like I'm a bit of a fucking odd
I feel
one
like
out.
And every time that you're drunk, mate, you try and kill yourself by just doing something stupid. Like, here, I'm going to handstand in the middle of the road before that bus comes.
Game of handstand chicken. It's a fucking quality game, mate.
Just to the last word I'd say about doing the podcast this year, because, you know, it's been a genuine fucking pleasure. We've met so many class people, like, see the people that come through the doors here, or anyone you just meet in a pub, or everyone that came to the subcrawl. It's tough to fucking meet people when you get to a certain age, or try and link in with anyone, because it's weird. You're not just going to walk up and go, "Want to be my friend?" or, you know, walk into a new community of people. But the community that exists in Scottish podcasting, and I'm not going to name names, but it's genuine class, and they'll know who they are. And every guest that's come in, it's been brilliant just to get to know them and class some of them as our friends.
We went fucking viral. Do we call that viral? 100,000 views. It's not unviral, is it?
So now you're humble bragging.
Aye.
No, let's not fucking, let's,
let's... Give me that harmonica.
Let's celebrate our achievements. Because this is, if you said to us at the start of the year, oi, this will be good, people will listen to it. By the way, you'll also have 100,000 views on one video. We'd be like, all right, mate, cool. Yeah, talk, like,
and that's,
you know,
why
mean?
I started the OnlyFans page.
Yeah. Well, what was the thing we were doing?
I didn't
in the
think that was going to fit up your ass, but it did.
And I'm glad we tried.
It was just his brother.
It's 30.
What? My whole brother. It was nice of him to come over.
It was a long night.
Only 100,000 views to stick a whole human up your ass. I think we were robbed.
Is 31 too old to get new chest hair?
No, have you got new chest hair?
Hell yeah.
Can you show
us? Not like.
I want to see it because you can't pull that shit out.
No, I'll show you after. I'm not showing you right now.
Why?
I've also learned a thing that, see, when the way my chest hair is, we've spoken about this before, I thought it was like the Batman symbol, and I'll get on to why I'm saying this in a minute, but when I flap my arms, it looks like a bird is flying the way my chest hair is shaped.
So it's getting, I mean, why are you flapping your arms?
Well, I noticed it in the mirror a couple of weeks ago. So I've got this weird tufty chest here. So I've always thought it looked like the Batman symbol. And if I try and outline it to you just now, this is pointless for you guys. But see, in primary school, when you drew a bird and you done like the M for McDonald's, essentially, and that was a bird.
Yeah.
Think of it like that. But the way it is on my body, that when I flap my arms, the chest here moves with it. So it looks like the bird is flying.
You can't say this shit and not let us film it, because this is a thing that, like, we need to see.
When you weigh 16 and a half stone,
mate,
Shane.
Listen, we are definitely needing more content for this OnlyFans page. I've got a theory, though. I think that you only noticed the new chest hair after you were in front of the mirror trying to flap like a bird.
And then, well, you went, oh, that's not, that doesn't go along with the
you've
mood.
Already told us about the weird things you do in the house. You're like, what else can I do?
The reason I think
I fly. Get a bird out here.
The reason I think I've got new chest hair is because I touched the rabbit episode where I was having like my little meltdown about getting older. I've been fortunate to be in a position where I've got a personal trainer the last couple months. I'll shout him out, Ian Adamson, fantastic personal trainer. I can't recommend him highly enough.
Discount.
So yeah, please.
Influencer lifestyle over here.
Fit for a gym. Gathgard, number one place to lose weight.
We'll give you a Patreon episode every week if you give Danny a free sesh.
No, but he's done a very good job. I don't know what any of that meant there.
Basically, but an extra episode specifically for him. But that would be weird, wouldn't it?
When I put on all my weight, I was about 14, so I was going through puberty, and I've had like a cracking set of fucking man tits, essentially, because I assume hormones were flying at a time when I was putting on weight. And I think as that's starting to go, so I've lost, well, over a stone at this point.
Ooh.
And as that's going, I'm sure that there's hair coming in places where it's as if it's been like held back. As if it's not ever been able to break through. And this is just a theory. I don't know if it's actual. Remember, academic podcast. So this is a theory. This is a fucking.
Yeah, of course. So you're postulating.
Yes, exactly.
I use that in like every essay I've ever wrote in uni. Just like, I need a wee postulating in there.
It's been as if there's hair within me. So that around about my lungs somewhere.
This is getting like Socrates in it. It's within me, man.
So next to my lungs is there's just this tuft of hair, and they're all kind of looking at their hair watches and going, This cunt's never going to get to a stage where I can reach to pop out his skin. So where is
the, so, the, like, any, this is the hair that's saying
yeah,
this,
this
right?
Is the hair. So the hair is tucked within my body. I don't think this is the science.
It's been in its little hair womb.
Yep. And it should have came out 20 years ago, but because there's been fat and stuff in the way, so is that a thing? Is it as I'm losing weight, the hair is finally able to break free?
I've got a few questions. I've got a theory, but I want to ask you a question.
I can't believe you would have questions after that detailed, accurate fucking essay.
Science, the anatomy lesson we just had. All right, first of all, Danny, I want you to be, like, we're mates. Please be honest here.
That's a reach, Shane. You guys do a podcast together.
Are you on the roids?
No.
Well, good, because then
I've stopped taking drugs since text James and I was going to kill myself.
Yeah, that's a good warning sign. That's a good, I should end here. Well, not end that, end the drugs. I think it's probably due, and this is like boring shit, but I honestly probably think you've been hitting the gym pretty hard with your partner, fucking personal trainer that you actually hate, but you say nice things about.
What's his name?
Some cunt. Danny's like, some cunt.
Danny mentioned his name.
Yeah. Peter. So Peter is getting your testosterone pumping, you're fucking, you're throwing iron around, you're punching some fucking bags of sand, and there's some testosterone pumping through your body. You're soon, I reckon you're going to become a hairy back, you're going to get a hairy back soon.
I think I've got a hairy back, but it's not really that impressive.
Like a peach fuzz, that's the perfect description of it.
Yeah,
I've put suntan lotion on your back. You've definitely not got a overly hairy back.
Yeah, but there's something.
It's not
the
sort of back that will.
Peach fuzz is a fantastic description for it.
Yeah, it's not the sort of back that sweat will drip off of. Which is a horrible thing to say, but you know what I mean.
What, with those when your hair gets wet and it gets all dready?
See when you see UFC fighters or wrestlers or boxers and they're in the ring and they've got a hairy back and the sweat's pulling off of it and they go in and they in boxing especially where they go to hug the guy, they're clinching and you're just like, see if that was me and I was the other boxer, I would literally just fall to the canvas and not get back up. So I'd rather that, take the loss than have a guy sweat ripping all over me.
Oh, see, I get my girlfriend to shave my back probably once, every 3 weeks or something. I don't know, and it's like imagine trying to pitch that to a girl for the first time.
Girls like shit like that, though. Guys and girls like caring for each other, especially if they're in a relationship, and that's a caring gesture.
Yeah.
So she'll be like, I'm looking after my human.
Is this weird? One of her, big satisfactions, or, something that gives her a lot of joy, is cleaning out my ears. And I'm sitting there going, I don't know how I feel about it. She's like, please, they're dirty. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I guess.
Nah, it's like a weird kink, but a body. It's like a body kink, not a sexual one. Yeah. It's like when someone really enjoys the pimple popping. Yeah, it's like that. I was going to comment on the chest hair until I realised that you actually have chest hair. I got really excited about 2 days ago because I have at least 3 more than I thought. So I've only got 6 chest hairs.
Can you show me your chest?
Oh, mate, it's nothing. It's like a whisker of hair. Can you see them? Couple. You would shave them off if you weren't me.
I can see them.
Yeah, yeah. So I got excited because I turned around to my girlfriend. I was like, remember we used to just have one and I called it Clancy? And now I've got 6.
Do you remember getting your first pube?
Not specifically my first one. I remember a wee bit of, if we're talking about peach fuzz, I remember the yellow pubes that you got at the very beginning. Remember did you guys not get them? It was kind of, they didn't come through brown or black. It was kind of the fuzzy.
So it was like a hair, but it wasn't really an adult hair.
Blondie hairs, yeah.
Because I named my first pube. It's funny that you named your chest hair. I named my first pube Percy.
Percy and Clint, I didn't name any of my hairs, but see.
It's because you've just been born a fucking cave.
Genuinely, I have fucking hands that are hairier than most people's heads. So
people in Tonga climb trees to try and collect you.
Yeah, I'm hairy as fuck. I have to spend a lot of time. Honestly, what I'll do is once a month I'll go do a proper whole body shave. And there's probably about a foot squared of hair in the bath afterwards. It's not something you'd wash down the sink. It's something that you lift up and you flush it in cycles. You can't do it all in one because you'll block the fucking the drain.
Where do you shave your pubes? Do you do it in the shower?
Yeah, I won't. It's hard to shave your pubes because I always cut my nuts, like my nutsack. This has got.
Do you use scissors?
No, I'll first, use the.
Are you always trimmed enough that you can do razor?
I'll go zzz, but I'll never go straight
you
down.
Go zzz.
Yeah.
Zzz.
So I'll do my. I'll do like. Because I've got a tattoo on my chest. So I'll do my chest. I'll get my girlfriend to do my back. I'll do my arms and my hands.
Yours sounds really muted. Mine goes.
But you're using a fucking lawnmower.
If I'm not using the scissors, I'm using the cat's teeth.
I put on my leather face mask thingy, my chainsaw, get it pumping.
And that's how you do your own. Like you just.
I don't trim mine, I think, because I prefer being hairy.
In the pubes?
70s bush, yeah.
I see when you go to the gym, though, there's not muscle when you've been in the gym and you're fucking, you've got all this. It's like what I was describing with the ring, like it's just really sweaty down there. You need to give it some breathing space. I don't go, like I'm not fucking like baby born fresh down there because I think that's weird. See somebody
gets itchy, doesn't it, when it grows back? It's like
yeah,
fucking
see someone anyone that beats their balls to me is really wanting to be a kid again. I'm like, I like a wee bit of trimness down there, so.
Just to like, so you can show the world, like, and Danny, when.
It's like a haircut. I honestly, I say to it, listen, do you want a short back inside?
that's why Danny, when Danny, like, displays his penis to the train, he's like, I want them to know I'm an adult. I like the bush to be seen.
No, people are just like, oh, look, that man's got a kitten. He's holding it in a weird place, but
what's in its mouth? Yeah. What's that small sausage? I think, to be fair, we've talked about how penises aren't great. And I think, like, see, if my pubes get too long, they can get to, like, you can't see this, but...
Can't see your bit.
Half a can length, that's how long they can get. So if I don't trim them, they, like, my penis gets drastically smaller, but once I trim them, I just fucking... I get, like, a week where I'm just walking around the house naked.
If your penis is drastically smaller, then it's a surprise for the girl. She looks at it first and she goes, oh, fuck. And then she finds more of it.
She digs deeper. It's hiding in the long grass.
I didn't see you.
I seen a tweet the other day that had been, like, one of these tweets that had had tens of thousands of retweets and however many hundreds of thousands of likes. And
it was almost...
But it was along the lines of, men who say they have big dicks are like they're lying and they're overcompensating and it's old hat, it's terrible patter. Guys that say they have small dicks are like the gentleman and they're kind of being modest when it's actually quite impressive. And I read that and I was like, nah, just small.
I mean, average, but yep. You know. Average when you have to dig a wee bit,
just a wee.
When when you're measuring and you push the the fucking ruler into the skin a bit,
go deep into my stomach,
or you measure from the bottom like halfway through your gooch.
I've not done that in a long time, by the way.
I haven't measured my penis since I was about fucking two months ago.
When I flap my arms, it moves.
By the way,
Wait a second, on that note, my mate used to have this party trick that we'd do, and basically he'd go, I'd make this noise. And he'd go, and this was when I was young and a fucking dick, I think it's shit padded, but I'll say it to you anyway. So basically my mate would go, oh shit, he's got a fucking bird. And they'd walk over and it would be the baby sparrow, we called it, and it would just be my testicles in my hand. Not my penis, because that'd be crass, but it'd be like cupping it like, oh, shh, shh. And they'd come over and look and it would be my testicles in my hand and they'd be like, fucking hell. I don't know, like when I was younger.
There's nothing good about this story so far.
No, I've lost track.
Yeah. Oh, what about this?
But what, sorry, so you would hold your balls in your mouth and make a bird noise and they'd go, look, that man has his balls in his hand.
Well,
it must be a sparrow.
To talk about him being like eggs. A nest and a nest with
eggs. No. So you hold it like, so at a party, right? Someone goes,
this is sexual assault.
That's not sexual assault if it's your testicles.
It might be bestiality. I think there's a sparrow involved
I'm
here.
I'm not fucking a sparrow.
Is it indecent exposure? That's it, isn't it?
Probably.
Right, so, yeah. Sorry, one more time. Explain it to me.
So basically...
Why?
Because I don't get it.
All right, so Danny, you're... So you do it in teams. So I'll be player one, you're player two. We're on the same team. Okay, yeah. So you'll go, oh, shit, I think Shane's found a wee bird. Say right. That.
Oh, fuck, Shane's found a little bird. I can hear it. Yeah, I can definitely hear a little bird.
And then you say, oh, is it right? And I go, oh, come have a look.
Right, I'm going to go take a look at the bird.
And then I will be over here, right? And once again, now, as I say, it sounds fucking stupid. And I agree it's fucking stupid, but I would have my testicles in my hand and they'd look and it would be like, and they're like, Ah, that's your testicles, not a baby bird. But the realistic whistle really helped.
I'm glad we clarified that. Let's move on.
See, no, and this is a bit of real chat. Real chat quickly.
No, you just real chat quickly there. I'm going to come in now.
No, wait, here is real chat.
Fuck's sake.
I honestly, until I was about 25, I thought my testicles were fucking hilarious. Like, honestly, like...
Fuck. Real chat.
I'm done. Well, that was a podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Show you're working. This is going to be academic.
All right.
Are you going to continue this?
That's real chat, bro. Daddy talked about his counselling. I've got some,
He
mentioned it. So I honestly thought they were massive. Turns out they're not. I thought it was a badge of honour to have massive testicles, and I thought I had them. And I thought, like, Jesus, these things are funny. There's no situation where these
testicles. You in this podcast? You're like, tell me more. I'm like, tell me less.
There's no situation where these testicles aren't hilarious. And it wasn't till the last 5 years where I've
testicles on the OnlyFans page.
What's that?
Would you be willing to put these testicles on the OnlyFans page?
We'll do the sparrow. We'll do the baby sparrow on OnlyFans.
We'll do it as a sketch, and then we'll put it on TikTok. We definitely will. Anyways, the next thing I was going to say around the penis region is, have you guys had a cold this year?
Yes. A cold?
Yeah, yeah.
And the penis?
Yeah, I've got an amazing business idea.
Is that not when you ejaculate, you sneeze?
No.
Is it like a cute wee thing?
When you ejaculate, it immediately clears the sinuses for about maybe 2 or 3 seconds, and when you've got the cold, you can breathe. Fucking beautiful.
Are you confusing ejaculation with a packet of Airwaves chewing gum?
Have you never had a wank and then came and then been able to breathe again when you've got the cold?
Oh, what are you masturbating with? Vicks Formula 44 or something? Vapor rub? Your lube is that shit that clears, like, fucking clears the sinuses?
Mate, this is medical. I researched it afterwards.
No,
like,
you didn't. There's no fucking science behind jizzing and having clear sinuses.
There, shut up. This is academic.
All right, okay.
I was looking up science. You have an orange.
Tell us an anecdote about your balls as I do this.
What James is saying is that he's put an orange in his mouth and a bag over his head.
Like this proves that I've googled this thing before. Don't look at the third one because I never googled that one.
Wait, what's the third one?
The third one's ejaculatory disorder. I didn't.
Wait, what?
The first one is ejaculation clears sinuses, right?
What's the third one though?
Did the
urologist? Urologist, and this is academic. Urologist Aaron Spitz explained.
Fuck off, that's his name. He is not a penis doctor called Spitz. Dr. Spitz.
Why have you introduced the Urban Dictionary quiz?
This is not fucking
my
real
game.
The ejaculation can create a reaction in a body that clears a stuffy nose. This causes the muscles in the nose to squeeze, shrinking the tissue in the nose and stopping the snot from seeping through, he said.
Ah, he's playing the confuse the word penis with nose game with us as well. Yeah. Classic Spitz.
My business idea is if we can bottle that and sell it as medicine.
What, jizz?
Instant ejaculations.
We'll add Spitz to the bibliography at the end of this episode. We got something.
Yeah, we need, what are those things you put on a fucking...
I refuse to believe that you've never had a wank when you've got a cold and it's not fucking cleared your sinuses for a few seconds.
It might be a thing that happens. I've never noticed it, but I'm not saying you're
sometimes
wrong.
Sometimes I date just because I need some relief.
Right, I was going to ask, have you ever just
rubbed
one?
Everyone who has a wank does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, aggressively, like, I don't even care if I'm watching this podcast.
Still just a standard wank. I'm angry and I need relief.
Ross, tell us if that theory works.
Who's Ross?
Professor Ross.
Yeah, Professor Ross.
Professor Spitz.
Yeah. Dr. Spitz.
Aaron Spitz. Anyways, that's...
Aaron Spitz.
I'm going to talk about penises this year.
Fuck. This is actually, there was a part in this podcast where it was really nice and heartfelt. And then it just...
Oh, Christ, you're right.
It just turned to testicles.
Because we'll let you speak again.
Have we got the fucking Uber Dictionary quiz?
Nah.
Well,
I'm not doing it between
fuck?
The three of us. Why? Gosh, you lost the last game, mate.
I lose it all the time. The joke is that I just play it again anyway.
Have you ever had wanking spam?
What's wanking spam?
You ever had wanking spam?
Is that when you use ham to wank?
Yeah, spam, but made a cop.
Nah, it's just an email. Do we not notice the latest trend of emails telling you that now that the episode of Black Mirror, Shut Up and Dance, where the wee guy gets filmed and it all goes about, ooh. Oh, yeah. Have you not been getting the emails recently? I don't think I've got one to hand. But there's
have you not spoken about this? The guy that fucking emails you saying, I have filmed you.
He's got like an old, he'll have like an old password of yours and he'll put that in the subject title.
Oh, did they actually have passwords?
Well, they had one in mine.
Fuck me, you're fucked. Do you? That cold has come back to haunt you, mate.
I have got one. So it was the 27th of November. So that was fucking a month ago. I've lost track of things.
Well, what was your password at the time?
So the password was Hybees, and all in lowercase. And the subject title is I recorded you - Hybees. So it catches your eye and you go, oh, fuck, that was a password of mine. And then it says, hey, I know your password is.
Not a very good password.
It was. It's not very safe. No, thankfully, my password now is chronic penis.
Episode 12. Yeah,
undercase, lowercase, uppercase, and full stops everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. They're the most difficult things. So your computer was infected with my malware, RAT, remote administration tool. I'm not going to read out the whole thing, don't worry.
You call you a rat?
That's the name of his software that he's got.
Ask him if you get rats in Tonga.
So it's kind of, right, blah, 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 blah. So he's essentially saying that he's filmed me having a wank.
What, in front of your laptop?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking animal wanks in front of a laptop?
I watch porn on my laptop.
Do you but actually?
Do you wank in front of it?
No, I put it in the corner. I just listen to it.
Do you not angle it and then lie in your bed and have a wank, but like look at the porn out the corner of your eyes?
You sit up your knee and then you just squint to the left.
Masturbation I've ever heard. I don't know.
It's because since he done it in front of his mum that time, he's now dodged out. He's like, let the laptop see.
I'm sure that anyone that's wanked as much as any of us should remember and know the technique and how we do it.
But I've never done it in front of a laptop. I think that's
varying
weird.
Your wanks, keeping it spicy in the wank bedroom.
Nah, I wank so much that I have no memory of it. It's just, it's done. I couldn't even tell you the porn that the next morning. I wouldn't
just
be able to tell you what it was.
I appreciate my wanking more than you do.
Clearly. You do. You put a lot of thought
into it. Candles, fucking laptop over there.
And who still wanks with a laptop?
Yeah, Jesus. I feel like that is fucking like a criminal thing. Like,
I would feel dodgier watching porn on my phone than I do my laptop.
Anyways, we probably covered this as well.
Yeah, so anyway, so to get to cut to the chase of this email, so he says, I collected all your private data and then in capital letters, I recorded you satisfying yourself.
That's a very good way to describe having a wank, can it? Satisfying yourself.
Doesn't work with the hand.
Can you do the 12 Days of Christmas on that? Try it.
Probably.
After he tells his story. That could be a nice way to close it.
Here's another fun bit.
No one thinks that's a good idea, right?
Here's another good sentence from it.
I said could.
I can send a video to all your contacts, post it on social network, publish it on the whole web. Oh,
funny you should say that.
Including the dark net where the sick people are. I can publish all I found. And then, so I need to send them $1,400. And I've got 2 days to do it. This email's 2 weeks old, so I'm fucked. I hope you all enjoyed that video of me wanking.
Should we tell them it was us?
Yeah, we thought that if we made the writing not make sense, we would look like scammers. But if you could give us, I mean, we got 100,000 views on it, which was awesome, but if you could give us the 14.
Would you care? There's so many videos of people wanking.
I think
out
I've
there
said
anyway.
This in this podcast before, because I had something similar. Not that long ago, or if I've not said it in podcast, I've said it in the studio before. I genuinely wouldn't.
Nah.
I'd be like, do you not? The first thing I'd say to anyone that said, oh, I've seen that video, you wanking, I'd just be like, do you not wank?
Yeah.
And if you don't, fair enough.
I care so little that I'm just going to post a video of me wanking to promote that.
It's like taking control on it. The OnlyFans page. And we're getting the ball puppet show and you wanking.
We posted a video to launch the Jay McCarry one and that done amazingly. So if we launch this episode with a video of me having a wee tug, and I really emphasise the word wee, then everyone will go, oh, that's dead cute. I'm going to listen.
I honestly, and I'd be the one that edits it. So I don't.
And then the last thing you'll hear is me going, ooh, my cold's gone.
My sinuses are so clear.
That was Drunk Therapy. If you enjoyed this podcast, go listen to some of the other ones. The old you would have. If you're on socials, like us there as well. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @DrunkTherapy. It's something weird on Twitter, which I can't remember right now.